This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Council of Ministers approves President Ramchandra Poudil to visit Japan for 78th diplomatic anniversary. Election Commission seeks clarifications from 21 parties, candidates and organizations over code violations. Home Ministry orders strict code monitoring across districts. Martyrs' Day being observed nationwide today, commemorating sacrifices for freedom and democracy. And Israeli media cite official accepting Hamas figure of 70,000 dead in Gaza conflict. Now, the news in detail. The government has approved the schedule for President Ramchandra Poudil's upcoming visit to Japan. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held yesterday at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar granted permission for a delegation led by the President to attend programs marking the 78th anniversary of Nepal-Japan diplomatic relations. According to Home Minister and Government spokesperson Om Prakash Ariyal, the delegation will be in Japan from February 1st to 4th. The cabinet also decided to increase the ration scale and daily ration allowance for Nepal police personnel with the revision to take effect from February 13. In addition, the meeting approved the decision to make public the report submitted by a committee formed to study and recommend measures for restructuring the Nepal Stock Exchange Limited. With 34 days to go for the House of Representatives election on March 5, the Election Commission has unveiled sample ballot papers for all districts and electoral constituencies across the country. The sample ballots have been designed based on the number of candidates in each constituency. Constituencies with more candidates, such as Kathmandu, will have larger ballots, while those with fewer candidates will have smaller ones. The Commission added that the printing of the actual ballots for the proportional representation system has been completed and printing of ballots for other constituencies is ongoing at the Janak Education Materials Centre. It may be noted that sample ballot papers are also being used in voter awareness programs to familiarise citizens with the voting process and help ensure smooth participation in the elections. Likewise, the Ministry of Home Affairs has directed all district administration offices to strictly monitor the enforcement of the Election Code of Conduct. Issuing a circular, the Ministry instructed chief district officers to continuously oversee implementation of Code of Conduct to minimize violations and to submit regular reports. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has sought clarifications from 21 political parties, candidates, government agencies and social organizations over alleged breaches of the Election Code of Conduct. Commission Assistant Spokesperson Sita Pun Siris said the clarifications were sought after code came into force on January 18. As of Thursday, that is yesterday, responses have been received from 8 candidates, agencies and organizations. Likewise, the Commission has also sought clarification from the All Nepal Football Association, ANFA, over organizing its ordinary Congress, though a response is yet to be received. In the meantime, the Home Minister, Om Prakash Ariyal, has said that the government is prioritizing strict security arrangements for the upcoming election to ensure voters can cast their ballots in a peaceful environment. During his visit to the Election Commission yesterday to review preparations for the elections, he reaffirmed the government's commitment to taking strict action against anyone attempting to disrupt peace and security, adding that the ministry is developing a comprehensive security plan in line with the election schedule. During the meeting, Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ramprasad Bhandari thanked the government for its cooperation in election preparations, vowing a firm stance against any violations of the Constitution, election laws or the Election Code of Conduct. Martyrs' Day is being observed across the country today with various programs to honor those who sacrificed their lives for democracy and the nation. The day commemorates four national martyrs, Dharmabhakta Mathema, Dasarath Chand, Gangalal Shrestha and Sukraraj Shastri, who were executed during the Rana regime for raising their voices against autocratic rule. Martyrs' Day is observed annually on Mark 16 and is marked by Martyrs' Week, featuring programs that honor the contributions of those who fought for freedom, democracy, and social justice. On this day, the nation remembers the martyrs' sacrifices and reflects on the values they stood for. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a corruption case against 20 individuals, including the former Vice-Chancellor of Rapti Academy of Health Sciences, over alleged financial irregularities in the purchase of a CT scan machine. The case, filed at the Special Court in Kathmandu, alleges that a substandard machine caused a loss of over 73 million rupees to the state. Those charged include senior officials, medical staff, procurement personnel, and representatives of the supplier company. The CIAA is seeking recovery of the embezzled funds along with imprisonment and fines under the law. Minister for Health and Population Dr. Sudha Gautam Sharma stated that the government is working on reforms to improve and streamline the health insurance program. Speaking at the 30th anniversary of Shahid Gangalal National Heart Center, she noted that operational challenges and budget issues had affected the scheme, but assured that corrective measures and timely funding for hospitals serving vulnerable communities are underway. She also praised the center for its role in preventing and treating heart diseases. The Nepali Embassy in the United States has urged Nepali nationals living in the country to strictly follow U.S. laws and visa regulations. In a public notice, the embassy warned students, workers, tourists, business visitors, and those on family visits not to overstay, submit false information, or misuse benefits reserved for U.S. citizens. It said improper use of government-supported services such as subsidized healthcare, housing, or educational assistance could lead to serious consequences, including cancellation of visas or green cards. The embassy also recalled that in 2024, data showed a high number of Nepalese among recipients of U.S. government subsidies, which led to the temporary suspension of certain immigrant visas. It urged all Nepali nationals to avoid relying on assistance meant for U.S. citizens and to strictly comply with visa conditions, including B1 and B2 regulations. Furthermore, the embassy stressed that adherence to the U.S. laws is essential to protect the legal status and rights of Nepali citizens in the country. The Nepali embassy in Lisbon, Portugal, recently organized a two-day mobile consular camp in Porto to provide services to Nepalese living in the area. Deputy Head of Mission Shatrughan Prasad Sharma Pokhrel said the camp offered passport renewal, document authentication, and police certificate verification. Around 100 Nepalese benefited from the camp, with many submitting passport applications, receiving passports, and having various documents authenticated. Deputy Head of Mission Pokhrel noted that the initiative was aimed at making consular services more accessible for Nepalese in Porto, and said recipients expressed satisfaction with the convenience of receiving services locally. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Citing an Israeli media report, the BBC has reported that a senior Israeli security source has acknowledged that more than 70,000 Palestinians have been killed during the conflict in Gaza. The war began on 7th October 2023 following a Hamas-led attack on southern Israel that killed around 1,200 people and left 251 hostages. Israel launched a military campaign in response, during which tens of thousands have died. According to Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry, over 71,600 Palestinians have been killed, while Israel has long disputed those figures. The United Nations and other human rights groups have considered the Hamas data largely reliable, and it has been widely cited by international media. While Israel previously provided its own estimates of combatant deaths during the conflict, a senior military source has suggested that figures reported by Gaza authorities are largely accurate. However, the source did not provide a breakdown between civilian and combatant casualties. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast partly cloudy conditions across the country today. There is a chance of light snowfall or rainfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Gandaki province. Likewise, fog and mist are likely at a few places in the Tarai region today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of the westerly wind over the country at present. And temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 4 to 6 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 17 and 19 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here's a quick recap of the headlines. Council of Ministers approves President Ramchandra Pauril to visit Japan for 78th Nepal-Japan diplomatic anniversary. Election Commission seeks clarifications from 21 parties, candidates and organizations over code violations. Home Ministry orders strict code monitoring across districts. Martyrs' Day being observed nationwide today, commemorating sacrifices for freedom and democracy. And Israeli media cite official accepting Hamas figure of 70,000 dead in Gaza conflict. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.